This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, a bit of a conundrum. You travel to a country in which marijuana is legal. You return to Malaysia and the police ask you to undergo a drug test. So what are your rights here?
Yeah, I wish I could say that this was an entirely hypothetical conversation, but it is in fact one that's facing, well, at least 12 out of 72 Malaysians who recently returned from Thailand and tested positive for cannabis. So this was part of a test that was conducted by the police at the border entry points of Wang Kelian and Padang Besar in Perlis on the 23rd of July, following the decriminalisation of cannabis in Thailand on the 9th of June. So the police chief of Perlis, Datuk Serena Saad, said that anyone who intentionally tries to take drugs or any cannabis-related substance that induces hallucinations will be prosecuted under the Dangerous Drugs Act 1952. She did, however, say that there would be legal implications to testing each visitor of countries that have legalized marijuana. She also pointed out that authorities must have reasonable doubt before arresting and requesting a urine screening test from a suspect, and that just suspicion alone would be considered unreasonable and can result in civil action being taken against authorities for abuse of power.
There's a lot to unpack here, right? And at least from a layperson's point of view, some of this is actually, frankly, quite confusing because now, wherever you fall on the should you not, whatever, if you do something in a different country where it is legal, should you then be held accountable for it legally when you return to Malaysia? And particularly when it comes to drug laws, largely speaking, our drug laws are considered extraterritorial. You cannot be convicted for an extraterritorial offence, meaning you shouldn't be punished for something that you did in Bangkok, let's say, after you come back to Malaysia. So this has proven to be a little bit of a sticky territory, especially now that Thailand has legalized marijuana use.
Yeah, Thailand, with whom we share a land border, clearly, as we're seeing here, but with whom we also have a pretty robust exchange of tourists. I mean, lots of people visit Thailand. It's a very common thing. And I don't know. It seems to me, at least from a layperson perspective, it feels unreasonable, right? Because if I go to a country in which cannabis is legal, in which it is widely available, and this is something that's just entirely normalized, I don't know that my expectation would be that I can therefore then be submitted to or subjected to a random drug test once I return to the country. So I think the question of consumption and legality is one part of it. But the other is, in general, and I'm saying this as somebody who has never had to undergo this and who has never really been taken aside and asked to do this, I don't know what my rights are. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say or under what circumstances I can even be asked to step aside and then be told, I'm going to have to ask you to do a drug test, because one would assume that I can say no.
So a number of things there, right? On the one hand, under what circumstances can they decide you should be pulled aside for a test? And then what are my rights as a citizen of Malaysia, but as someone who hasn't committed a crime in Malaysia, to be subjected to that drug test by the police? So we are going to try and understand this. We're certainly not the legal experts, but let us know. We're talking about a recent incident where 12 Malaysians returning from Thailand were tested positive for cannabis use after they were told to take a urine test by the police at the border. So we're asking you, what do you make of this? Is it fair? You can call us 77332900. Send us a voice note or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be joined very shortly by Samantha Chong, who is a human rights lawyer as well as a drug policy reform advocate. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about, well, under what grounds the police can ask you to do a drug test. This comes on the wake of 12 Malaysians returning from Thailand being subjected to a urine test, subsequently testing positive for cannabis, which opens up a question of, is it illegal if you did it in a country where it's not illegal? So Send your thoughts our way. What do you make of this? Is this fair? You can call 7733 2900, voice note or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to help us understand this is Samantha Chong, human rights lawyer and drug policy reform advocate. Samantha, thanks for speaking with us today.
Hi.
What were your initial thoughts about police testing Malaysians returning from Thailand at the border? Were you surprised by this?
Oh, actually, I'm not very surprised. I'm like, okay, we are doing this again with, you know, we totally expected this because Malaysian police, AADK, has been taking a very strict approach against even medicinal cannabis. So it is no surprise that they start doing, you know, random urine tests at the border.
So what do the laws actually say about Malaysians consuming cannabis abroad where it's legal? I mean, is it illegal for us to do so?
Well, actually, Malaysian's criminal courts don't actually have jurisdictions to trial drug offences conduct, for example, drug use committed abroad. But because it is not an extra territorial offence, but the tricky part is our law, Section 37K of the Dangerous Drug Act, presume if your urine is found to have positive drugs, then you are presumed to have used drugs. Unless you can proven otherwise. So how are we going to prove that, right? How do you prove that the drug use was not here, but abroad? So this is the tricky part.
So if I may just try and understand that a little better, basically the offence falls under consumption and therefore you can actually be tried for that?
You can be charged and you can be tried for that. So it is upon you. You have... It's not like normal criminal cases whereby the prosecution will have to prove each and every element of the case. For drug use case, it is enough for the prosecution to prove that your urine is positive with cannabis. And then it is for you to disprove that you didn't use it in Malaysia, that you use it in abroad, in Thailand or in US or whatsoever.
So if we take a step back then, specifically, what are the legal parameters to ask someone in the first place to undergo a urine test?
Well, actually, the law say you must have reasonable doubt to actually stop and arrest and subject a person to a urine test. But in the real life, in practice, the police can just stop you at the roadblock, stop you at the airport and ask you to go for a urine test. And if you do not comply, it will be an offence. So you might say that's not fair, that you can't just stop everybody. But Malaysian's law dictate that even illegal obtained evidence can still be admissible evidence.
The reports so far have been about testing done at the Malaysian Thai border. Would the same procedures apply at airports as well?
It could be. I'm not too sure about that because, you see, let's not look at just Thailand. If you look at Netherlands in the US, why are they not doing the same thing against these people? Because in Thailand, only medical cannabis is legalized, not recreational. But in US, a lot of states has actually legalized it. So we don't see that approach adopted by immigration or police or customs. So, of course, police can always do what they want to do. But is it practical to do so? Is it practical to use our taxpayer money to conduct urine drug tests? Which, if you go to court, it urine test might cost us easily 700 to 800 ringgit.
If I can circle back a little bit, right? You mentioned that point about reasonable doubt earlier. I want to know how authorities determine what that is and what do they have to do to establish it, especially later on, you know, if you do go back and question what was the doubt at the time. Is there any, I guess, burden on the authorities to say, well, this is the cause for reasonable doubt?
Actually, if you come to court, that is not actually a very important question. The focus will be that your urine is positive and how do you disprove that? Because the courts actually don't care what is the reasonable doubt then. They only care, is there admissible evidence? Is the evidence can be admissible? If yes, they will admit the evidence. Normally, what will happen in real life, they take the first urine and then they'll send the urine sample to the hospital. So the hospital results will be the official results. So it doesn't matter in the beginning whether there's reasonable doubt or there's any elements of harassment. When you come to courts, in the practical sense, it doesn't matter.
Are there flaws in the first place of using urine tests to determine whether someone has in fact consumed marijuana? I mean, I'm thinking here of, for instance, secondhand smoke.
Well, yes, that's a very valid question because you can inhale you know, cannabis smoke if it is a close area. So if you look at our policy, the Ministry of Health testing circular, it talks about 15 nanogram per millimeter. That is the first test. And then the second test is 15 nanogram millimeters. Actually, this is not a very good cutoff values, because in US, the cutoff values is much lower, much higher. It means they need to exclude secondhand smoking. And here, our current cutoff values can't actually effectively exclude that. Because basically, you know, when we prepare our cutoff values, I don't think they have applied enough mind and scientific and taking into considerations how people actually consume medical marijuana in abroad. So I think what our current policy and laws are actually flawed, because they have criminalized drug use for the longest time since 1952, and it has never ever stopped drug problems. So I think this random urine test must stop.
At the moment, do the laws make a distinction between testing positive for drugs that were consumed recreationally versus for medical reasons?
Sadly, our law doesn't presume that. Our law just put cannabis in the Dangerous Drug Act, and they treat you know, cannabis the same with heroin and morphine and methamphetamine. So this is the current law in Malaysia.
We do have a message from a listener, Kelvin, saying, so can you just take a video of yourself taking weed in Thailand, use that as proof, and take a full video of yourself from the border for a potential police check? So essentially, if you do test positive, how do you go about proving that it wasn't taken in Malaysia?
I think it's a bit tricky. Taking photos can be one. Having a receipt, you know, and we need to be aware that in Thailand, the products and the medicine, cannabis is only limited to those having less than 0.2% of THC, which is the chemical compound that make you high. So that will be a bit tricky, because our drug urine test for cannabis is actually testing for THC. So if you are consuming not legal cannabis product in Thailand, so you might not have very high dosage of THC in your urine. So my suggestion is, to be safe, always use drug use test kit with yourself. You can test every day to see if you are positive, because we do not know what actually is the content of the products we purchased. It is the same thing in Thailand, in Amsterdam, and in Colorado. So just bring a drug test kit. I think that will be safer.
So what happens then once you do test positive? What actions go on after that?
Okay, so if the police catch you, you have a drug urine, they are positive, they can actually put you into a remand, and they, while pending investigations and consent to charge from the prosecutor, then you might be charged. You will have to disprove your case in court. You have to bring in evidence, receipts, photographs, witnesses, to prove that actually Malaysian courts does not have jurisdictions over you, because the drugs was consumed in overseas. But by then, you would have to drag the case for, you know, maybe for 2 to 3 months, 4 months. And if you can't afford the bail money, you will have to be in the prison pending the trial. So I would advise Malaysians, just be careful of what you do in overseas, although it can be a legal act. But, you know, you can get into a lot of legal trouble problem when you got back to Malaysia. So always be very careful of what you do overseas.
We have another question from Anwar asking, how would the police view foreigners or tourists who come in via Thailand and consumed it legally there? Would they be tested? And if they were positive, would they be arrested as well?
I think only the police can answer that, because I think they, you know, they can test whoever they want. And it is not uncommon to see Thai nationals being charged, detained in Malaysian courts for consuming cannabis and ketum. It is very, it is very common, especially the northern states of Malaysia. And what they actually face is normally sometimes they are not being given bail. So I would say they are treated worse than Malaysian.
The flip side of that is the question of, you mentioned Amsterdam, Colorado. Lokman is saying, will they check anyone returning from Amsterdam? Because if not, that's discriminatory. And I know you covered this earlier, but I think that there is, in a way, a larger point being made about, A, how do you check everybody? And B, the question of discrimination, especially based on location or where you were when you visited.
I think absolutely. I mean, that is discriminatory because I think we all have to go back to the first questions. Why are you testing people for drug use? And they will say, because it's illegal. Then we should ask, why is drug use illegal? Does drug use indicate drug addictions or dependence? No, the answer is no. So actually, we are wasting a lot of money. We are open up doors for corruptions if we are not solving the drug problem. So I think, I have never heard the police not testing people from Amsterdam. When I came back from Amsterdam in Colorado, I was not tested. Perhaps I was not profiled. So I think it is something we need the police to explain what is their criteria when you talk about reasonable doubt. Because when you come to court, that does not matter. But this person, the arrested person, has really suffered through the arrest, remand, and trial process. So we are talking about, you know, human rights. We're not just talking about positive and negative. And most of, I would say our current drug laws can be more dangerous than the drug itself. Because when you have cannabis, you might just get high on you, just do some nonsense, get hungry, bang. But the drug laws can catch you and you can be arrested, detained in the prison. I'll say that is even more dangerous than perhaps the cannabis itself.
So actually, to be clear then, what are the penalties related to testing positive in this way?
So that penalty is provided under Section 15 of the Dangerous Drug Act 1952. So you can be fined up to 5,000 and I think 2 years in 2 years imprisonment, as well as community supervision for 2 years. So that is the penalty.
So we again touched on this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to just be very clear. What rights do we have to contest or oppose taking a drug test?
Actually, it is very difficult. And perhaps you can, okay, this kind of a bit technical. You must always request that you can take two samples, sample A and sample B. If sample A is contaminated, then perhaps you can test on sample B. Say if you're arrested, I will advise you when you are released, when you are out from the prison, do a drug test in the private lab immediately. You know, at least there's something for your lawyers to fight when you go for a trial. And I think that is the safest way. I think that would be my advice for those who face, this problem.
Samantha, you touched on this briefly earlier in terms of the laws, perhaps offering a lot of room for improvement. Do they need to be further clarified to avoid possible misuse of power?
I think the government's, PN and the current governments has talked about reforming drug laws. They talk about removing the penalty for drug use because they have realized that drug use is not, criminalizing drug use does not help people who have drug dependence or addiction problem. So I think the government need to at least put a moratorium on random drug tests and prosecutions and just please reform the drug law first and stress more on the treatments, rehabilitations, and evidence-based preventions. It is so much more effective compared to just catching random people in the airports or the border.
Samantha, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Samantha Chong, human rights lawyer and drug policy reform advocate, weighing in on helping us understand this situation where 12 people crossing the border in from Thailand were subjected to a drug test and then subsequently tested positive for marijuana use, but that being legal in Thailand. So we've been asking you, what do you make of this? Do you think it's fair? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp, or send us a voice note at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I think we have time for some messages.
So I wanted to look at this one from Sarah, who says, wait lah till the drugs are washed out of your system before arriving home. Avoid the hassle. And to that, firstly, I think Lee Jun's point kind of answers it, because Lee Jun says, what if they were served to me in a Thai salad or a pad Thai and I ate it unknowingly? Would I still be charged? And I think what we established is that sadly, yes. But that message kind of answers, Sarah, to your point. Firstly, you might not know that you've consumed it. And secondly, it might be 3 weeks and you were just there for a 4-day holiday doing what you thought was legal in a country that you were visiting.
Mario actually brings up this point saying, so how many people coming in will be prosecuted for drug offences? Will we wait and see? And I think that's a fair question, because again, this doesn't seem to have a... This so much of this seems to run on this question of reasonable doubt. And that question of reasonable doubt rests entirely with the police. So I also have this question of how do you decide who gets tested? Who would be subjected to this? Because it also means that there isn't much that you can, seemingly anyway, there isn't much that you can do to say no.
No. And on top of that, Mario, to your point, how many people will be prosecuted for drug offences? How much of a waste of time is that also for our system?
And money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Keep those thoughts coming. What do you make of this? People being tested at the border between Thailand and Malaysia for drug use. When consuming marijuana in Thailand is legal? Let us know, is it fair? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp, or send us a voice note at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.